Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
How do you do this? Do you have like microphones? What's your setup?
You're looking at it, look.
This is it.
On a recent Sunday.
That's cool. That's high tech, huh?
It's not very high tech, but
in November.
Picture online of like some sort of.
I met dining companions at Bubba's Biscuit Bar.
Cold brew that had like whipped cream and then a little tiny biscuit on top.
A new restaurant at 749.
And what's the quintessential biscuit in here?
Columbia Street in Hudson.
To me, it's the biscuit and gravy, right?
Yeah.
It was fitting that some of their menu items.
So you got your agnostic
friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't know
that.
Black
Flag lemonade, which you know, yeah. It's not the punniest thing they could have done.
Are named after punk bands.
Gorilla Biscuits. Straight up.
Yeah. As my dining companions are in one.
Straight up.
That's a band. Yeah. Yeah.
Their band is called
Caligula.
Yeah, I think it's Caligula at Bandcamp.
And they are based in Hudson, New York.
Are biscuits from a certain place specifically?
That's a good question.
It was like a southern thing.
Yeah, that's a southern thing.
Is it an American?
As we entered the biscuit bar,
I'm noticing that there's some kind of punk-coded things.
Its proprietors were wheeling an arcade game machine out of a van and into the dining room.
So the etymology of biscuit is like by, which is two.
Inside, the low ceiling had a cozy effect.
What's that? What's up with that?
The walls are a hodgepodge of concert posters.
But by, you know, it's like, is it twice cooked?
Alien abduction / grizzly bear themed murals.
Cookies in England.
And neon light displays.
Called biscuits.
What do they call biscuits?
And holiday decor in development.
I don't know what do you mean. Only saw you on Halloween. I don't know what do you mean.
Like everything is going to be inside of a biscuit.
We sat at a long, dark wood table in front of an installation.
Yeah, because they're bears.
Hibernating
bears, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Featuring an angry bulldog staring jealously at a grizzly bear.
Though they have erected this beautiful wall with this bear mural.
Eating biscuits under the moon.
I think Bubba is the bear or the bulldog?
I think the bear, because the bear is everywhere and the bulldog is sort of...
That feels like a thing.
Our conversation was punctuated at times by the sound of a loud frothing machine.
I was thinking about a biscuit band.
Which was whipping at full speed.
There's a lot of cold foam.
Are you into cold foam?
To recipe test new seasonal foam.
It's flavored.
Plain foam?
Just foam.
I put in our order at the counter.
A smash burger?
Sure, yeah, perfect. Everything on it's fine?
Which doubles as bar seating.
Biscuits and gravy.
Okay, and do you want anything on the biscuits and gravy, like eggs or anything?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Under a large screen TV projecting football.
The corn dogs.
Corn dogs? Okay, and what kind of sauces would you like with the corn dogs?
I made sure to include a couple of drinks for us to share.
The eggnog cold brew.
Oh, wow.
After I spotted the new cocktail.
It'll be
starting
for December, yeah.
They were testing.
Wow. It gets a cookie.
Something with a small chocolate chip cookie.
With the foam on top, maybe.
Which one?
Vanilla?
Resting over a dollop of the specialty foam.
Yeah, you can do vanilla. We have that. We have caramelized banana. We have an eggnog coquito one.
We shared a Bloody Mary and a nitro cold brew coffee.
That's the Bloody Mary and that's the cold brew.
With an eggnog foam topping.
I actually did it as a nitro because I love our nitro. With whole milk and eggnog.
Did you ask for eggnog or it just...
Yeah.
Although neither came with a miniature biscuit on top.
There is a slice of bacon.
The Bloody Mary was garnished with a slice of celery.
Bacon celery?
And spiced bacon.
Mmm, a spice like, candied
yeah.
exterior.
The eggnog foam was subtle.
Damn, that eggnog foam is hitting.
Incredibly subtle eggnog.
You can barely.
Yeah, I didn't really taste it.
But the cold brew was strong.
It's like jacking it with nitro.
Shoot, like, it's like, you know, like
but
Fast
why?
And the Furious.
We were also gifted little cups of something with pistachio foam.
These are a pistachio cold with regular cold
pistachio cold foam?
Yeah.
This is our hoodie. cuts and hot hen, the biscuits and gravy, the JB smash burger, and the corn dogs.
Our biscuits arrived in wide paper boats on green checkered parchment.
Corn dog
biscuit corn dog.
Yeah.
We cracked into mini corn dogs breaded in biscuit batter.
So this is a biscuit surrounding the dog.
Which arrived with a hot honey sauce and a special sauce.
Six biscuit batter.
Biscuit batter.
The juiciness of the hot dog complemented the savory and buttery biscuit crust encasing
it. Usually corn dogs are like, they're dipped in almost like pancake batter, but this is more sort of like savory.
And each one yielded two satisfying bites with the help of the hot honey.
These seem like entrees because they're sandwich-shaped.
Yeah. Totally.
The biscuits and gravy were composed of mainly solid materials.
Ground sausage kind of a...
With crumbled chunks of peppery breakfast sausage.
Yeah, ground meat. There's like lots of gravy.
Over an open-faced biscuit.
Could be chives. Yeah, totally.
Biscuit and gravy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You've never had biscuits and gravy? That's crazy.
They don't have it anymore. I feel like it turns into glue in my mouth. I don't know what do you mean. Some people might like.
There's an herb taste that I wasn't expecting. Like and maybe that
is
that chive. Yeah.
The chive.
I think aesthetically I'm not drawn to it.
The Hudson Hot Hen.
Called the honey hot bird or something like that.
Yeah, like fried chicken.
And JB's smash burger.
Tomato, onion, red onion, lettuce, cheese.
Were more difficult to cut and share.
I kind of destroyed it. And like a...
The former being a slice of fried chicken with hot honey.
I got a little of that honey blast on the biscuit there.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And the latter being a double smash burger.
It's a personal thing. I'm kind of over like a fried chicken sandwich.
With lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles.
I wonder if you asked for the burger like medium rare, if that would be something they would be up for.
Mm. Both were served on biscuits.
It's like an equation about... moisture
and inspired our conversation.
Would you rather, like, could you eat
about biscuits and their relationship to sauces and drinks?
I mean, it seems like what you guys are saying is that there's something quintessentially dry about the biscuit.
Right. Two Popeyes biscuits, no Bev for like $1 million. That has to be mitigated by
it needs to be mitigated.
That's
by
the vehicle.
Sip of the Bloody Mary after the biscuit.
Oh, really? I think it needs like liquid.
Yeah, there's like a tomato.
Either like on.
The generous wait staff
doing a side of mac and cheese for you guys and sabotage for you to try.
Oh, what? So, gave us sides of their macaroni and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
The mac and cheese and our sabotage.
And tater tots to sample.
Fine paste in there.
A fine paste.
In the tot. Not the, like, little cubes, the inner cubes of potato.
The macaroni was tender, savory.
Well coated with cheese. And
exactly.
Some sort of, like, bechamel, perhaps, or, like,
creamy.
Classico.
And had little specks.
Chiffonade.
Of green herb sprinkled over its crispy top.
I mean, we have a lot of little cups of flavored foam. Is that not the word? Although I wish they'd stop with the loud foam making thing, because that kind of interferes with the sound.
Foam doesn't develop itself.
Yeah.
It's all biscuits.
It's all biscuits.
This is where you watch the Super Bowl.
The Pocketbook Factory should have this inside of it.
That seemed like the kind of place you'd want to be pre-hydrated before you go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As the late afternoon light faded outside,
that does feel kind of like hardcore coated, but you know.
Caligula nibbled their final shards of biscuit.
Definitely food for people that like to mosh.
In the kaleidoscope of stickers, music ephemera.
Not just punk, but like hardcore coated food, I'd say. Like it's hardy.
Arcade games and unopened tins.
Oh, we do have a record coming out.
Yeah, we have an album coming out soon.
Bubba's Biscuit Bar had officially closed half an hour ago.
Didn't you get yoked up before you go to the pit?
It was punk rock.
I didn't know that.
I thought that's why you were taking us to the punk biscuit place, Tepper, because we're in a punk band.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGX.